Now, the rest of the story. Last week, you met Lynn Adams, professional racquetball player, one of the best that ever was. Lynn has won every racquetball tournament that exists. She's been national women's champion 4 times in 5 years. During the 84-85 season, she won 6 of the 7 WPRA tournaments, including the Grand Slam of racquetball, lost only 1 match all season. The following season, Lynn won all 7 WPRA events, a 2nd consecutive Grand Slam, her 4th national championship, and a #1 ranking. Lynn Adams is the only professional racquetball player in history, man or woman, to have won every tournament in a single season and to have produced 2 straight Grand Slams. Since the Women's Professional Racquetball Association was born 7 years ago, no player has won more matches, more titles, more money than Lynn Adams. And Lynn Adams, as you learned last week, has chronic rheumatoid arthritis. Incredible as it sounds, this spectacularly outstanding athlete, bettering the best of the fast-paced, punishing, demanding sport, has played her heart out, blasting her way through tournaments between crippling arthritis flare-ups, attacks so severe that joints and limbs swell to twice their normal size, and sometimes lock utterly unyielding. And most astounding of all, Lynn Adams has never missed a racquetball tournament that she was scheduled to play, not even because of her relentless arthritis, though she almost did once. And that is the rest of the story. It's been a while since Lynn was a teenager, but one day her lower body would be affected and a joint or joints swollen grotesquely and frozen into position. Another day her upper body would be incapacitated, and after a while Lynn just learned to anticipate a flare-up. One area of her body would feel different. No heat, no tingling, no pain until the actual onslaught. Simply an increased awareness of a certain area. Late in 1979... Lynn was about to turn professional, was scheduled to play a doubles tournament in Anaheim, California. Her partner was another gifted woman player. Their opponents in the semifinals were 2 top-ranked men. And then it happened. The day before that all-important game, Lynn noticed that the familiar feeling of awareness was in her right hand and fingers, her playing hand. There was no question about what would happen next. Overnight, the hand would swell and freeze solid, and would remain thus for the next 16-some hours. The flexibility would return to her hand eventually, but not until after the tournament. Now, remember, Lynn Adams had never missed a tournament. Well, she didn't miss this one either. She played the following day, very nearly vanquished the 2 men. And those men went on to win the men's nationals. So there's no doubt whom the onlookers were cheering for that day, the girl with the guts, Lynn Adams, who, despite her swollen, painful fingers, had never once considered forfeiting the game, and who, when later asked, revealed the extent of her courage, the decision that had made it possible for her to play. You see, Lynn Adams, the day before, knew that her fingers would be locked in place the following morning. So the night before, she went to bed. She went to sleep gripping her racket in her fist, so that in the morning she would awaken ready to play, with her racket clutched, unmoving in her rigid, bloated, tormented hand. And now you know the rest of the story.